Thanks for the wonderful program by the children and the choir.
Happy Mother's Day, 母亲节快乐。
Happy Mother's Day.
今天想跟大家分享一位母亲，她是萨姆尔的妈妈。
I'd like to share a message about Samuel's mother.
今天的信息我想对每一个人都有需要的。
The message today is for everyone.
我记得在五年前的时候，在Tucson来了一对夫妇来演讲，吸引了很多的父母。
Five years ago, there's a special speaker attract many parents.
那原因是什么呢？因为他们有一个一男一女。
They have a son and a daughter.
他的儿子17岁呢，在哈佛大学呢读博士。
So his son, 17 years old, already in a PhD program from Harvard.
那他的一个女儿呢，13岁呢就进了大学。
And his daughter enrolled in college at the age of 13.
所以他们这些家长都来想要听，说他们怎么样能够教育他们的子女。
So all parents like to know the secret how they raise their children.
我如果再问大家一个问题，你能不能说得出五位诺贝尔得奖的名字呢？
Can you name five Nobel Prize winners?
你有把握你能讲出五位的，你举手一下。
Please raise your hand if you can.
五位啊？没有啊。哦、oh, ，OK。那我想说，你能不能讲出其中任何一位诺贝尔得奖的母亲的名字？
Can you name the mothers of those Nobel Prize winners?
所以诺贝尔能够得奖已经非常了不起的一件事情。
So it's so unusual to win the Nobel Prize.
可是他的母亲呢，也没有人知道。
But nobody knows their mothers.
但是这里有一位萨姆尔，他的母亲呢，却是所有的人都知道。
But however, everyone knows from Samuel's mother from the Bible.
因为萨姆尔成为改变以色列历史的关键人物。
So Samuel is instrumental to the history of Israel.
所以有了这样伟大成就，当然人会想知道说，你怎么能够达到呢？
How can he be such a great man for Israel?
他能够达到的原因是因为他有一位很伟大的母亲。
Because he's a greater mother.
因为这位母亲她信靠一位伟大的上帝。
Because his mom relied on the one and only God.
所以我们今天想借着了解他的母亲为什么能够这么伟大，所以能够教养出这么伟大的孩子。
Through his mother, then we can know how Samuel became great.
我们当中有不少的人已经做了母亲。
How many of you are mothers?
希望借着这样成为你的鼓励。
So this is encouragement to mothers all.
那当然，我们当中还有一些你还没有结婚，当然也还没有成为母亲的，你能够知道这是一个很好的理想，你可以追求的。
Some is not mother yet, but this is a goal to follow, a role model.
今天的信息不是只有给这个女性的。
And it's not only for female either.
我们当中也有一些还没有结婚的男士。
So for the single man.
你借着了解萨摩尔的母亲呢，或许帮助你，你将来要追求的对象的蓝图就可以画出来。
Maybe you can set the goal on how to find a future spouse like Samuel's mother.
那当然，我们在我们当中也有一些你已经结了婚的男士啊，你已经死会了。
When you're married, maybe it's too late.
但是你可以为你的女儿来祷告。
But pray for your daughter.
希望你的女儿也能够追求这样的理想。
And reach a goal just like Samuel's mom.
当然，你也不要对你的太太失望。
Don't disappoint at your wife.
你可以为她祷告。
Pray for her.
上帝仍然可以做改变的工作。
God can change everything.
为什么她能够养育出这样伟大的儿子呢？
Why can she raise such a wonderful son?
他在撒母耳记上第一章的撒母耳记上第二章呢，他说出了他为什么能够养育他儿子的原因。
We can learn it from 1 Samuel chapter 2.
当撒母耳长到断奶的时候呢，他就把这个儿子呢，唯一的一个儿子呢，就送到圣殿去献给了神。
So his mom dedicated him to the temple after he was weaned.
这个送给送他到那边当祭司呢，就不再把他收回来了。
So it's a, there's a point of no return.
终身就侍立在神的面前。
So Samuel will be dedicated to the Lord for the rest of his life.
当他把这唯一的儿子献上的时候呢，他的心里面不是依依不舍，非常的痛苦。
Well, she always feels something in her heart about this.
他的心却充满了感恩。
Her heart was filled with thanksgiving.
这里说哈拿祷告说，我的心因耶和华快乐，我的脚因耶和华高举，我的口向仇敌张开，我因耶和华的救恩欢心。
Then Hannah prayed and said, My heart rejoiced the Lord. In the Lord my horn is lifted high. My mouth boasts over my enemies, for I delight in your deliverance.
在这里你看见他三个事情的原因呢，都是因为上帝的原因。
All because of God.
我能够快乐是因为上帝的原因。
I rejoice in the Lord.
我的脚，这个脚的意思就是我的能力呢，是因为耶和华而高举。
The horn means my ability is lifted high in the Lord.
我的救恩，我的拯救也是因为耶和华。
My salvation, my deliverance also in the Lord.
所以撒母耳的母亲哈拿呢，她一切供应的源头呢，都来自于上帝。
So anything in supply and resources in the Lord.
我的喜乐不是我自己去找来的，是上帝那里来的。
So she rejoices in the Lord.
我每一个礼拜一的，很不希望能够，很不希望见到弟兄姐妹。
Every Monday, I don't want to see brothers and sisters.
是什么原因呢？因为我一个礼拜只有礼拜天的晚上我才能够吃大蒜。
Because only until Sunday night I can enjoy garlic.
所以礼拜一我不希望见到任何人。
So I don't want to meet anybody Sunday, during Monday.
我跟我太太说，我吃了大蒜以后，我不要讲话，你就不会闻到这个味道的。
If I don't speak after eating garlic, then you won't smell it.
我太太说，你嘴巴不要张开，你全身都是那个味道。
You don't need to open your mouth. You smell from your body as well.
因为我吃什么，我就身上就自动会散发出来的。
Because the fragrance spread.
这位撒母耳的母亲哈拿，她天天从上帝那里得到供应。
So Hannah received supply in the Lord daily.
上帝变成她的材原料。
So that's his resources.
所以她的身上一定会散发出上帝来。
That's why you can see God in her.
第二个部分他讲到这位上帝，他说只有耶和华为圣，除他以外没有可比的，也没有磐石像我们的神。
There is no one holy like the Lord. There is no one besides you. There is no rock like our God.
不但他把上帝当成他的供应，他也对这位上帝他尊他为圣。
Not only as a supply and he regarded as holy.
这个圣这个字的意思就是说它不是俗的。
The holy is not secular.
是被分别出来的。
It's separated from the secular world.
被分别出来的话就是说没有任何一个东西可以站在它的旁边跟它一起并排的。
There's no equal.
所以当我们人在问我说你信的是什么宗教的时候，我觉得我很不舒服的来回答。
When he asks what religion do you believe, I don't answer.
因为我不是信一个宗教。
Because I don't believe in religion.
我只建立在我和耶稣我们两个之间个人的关系。
It's a personal relationship between me and Jesus.
耶稣并不是各种宗教里面的其中一种宗教。
So Jesus is just one of the religion.
所以分别为圣的时候就是他是独一的。
Holy means he's one and only.
也就是说在哈拿的心中呢，他的宝座上只有一个。
In Hannah's throne, there's only one and only God.
就是他所信的这位上帝，所以他是分别为圣的上帝。
That's why the holy like the Lord.
所以圣经里面讲到说，除他以外别无拯救，因为在天下人间没有赐下别的名，我们可以靠着得救。
Salvation is found in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given to men by which we must be saved.
也就是说任何的事情跟这位主发生冲突的时候呢，所有的一切的事情都没有办法再讲任何的理由。
So there's only one reason. You have to be holy.
也就是上帝呢，他具有否决权。
So God has the final say about everything.
并且上帝呢，不把他自己的跟别的神混在一起来说荣耀的事情。
So he doesn't share glory with other quote unquote gods.
曾经有一位年长的传道人这样对我说。
There's a senior missionary spoke with me.
当我去探望一个人，如果他有病的时候，他的亲属呢是用其他的宗教来为他祈求的时候呢，我就不为他祷告。
So if I visit a sick person, if his relatives ask him for other God, then I will not pray for such person.
这个不是表示这个传道人没有爱心。
Doesn't mean he doesn't love this person.
因为他不以他的神与其他的神并排在一起。
Because his gods is no equal to other quote-unquote gods.
如果那一天那个人得医治的时候，到底荣耀要归给谁呢？
If the person is healed, who should have the glory?
这是有圣经的根据的原则来的。
There's a biblical base behind it.
如果这个人不求其他的这个神子来祷告的话，这位传道人他说我会愿意为他祷告。
If the person has not asked for other gods, then this missionary will pray.
第三件事情。这位母亲她说，人不要夸口说骄傲的话，也不要出狂妄的言语，因耶和华是大有智慧的神，人的行为被他衡量。
Do not keep talking so proudly or let your mouth speak with such arrogance, for the Lord is a God who knows, and by him deeds are weighted.
人为什么会骄傲会狂妄呢？
Why people are so proud?
因为事实上一个骄傲的人是因为他无知。
Because it's arrogant and ignorant.
因为他不认识上帝。
Because such person do not know God.
曾经带领我信耶稣的一位徐华医生啊，他从小到大从来没有考过第二名。
So the person leading me to God, he was such a good student, he never placed second in his class.
所以他在讲道的时候他说，你们不要骄傲啊，你拿第一名啊，因为你没有跟我同班啊。
So when he preached, don't be proud, you're number one because you haven't been in my class.
世界上最聪明的人在历史上记载就是所罗门。
Solomon's considered the smartest ever lived.
在当时的列国呢，都来到耶路撒冷向他求问，请他说出智慧的言语。
All the nations come to me for wisdom.
所以当上帝向他说，你尽管向我求，你要什么我一定赐给你。
So when God spoke with Solomon, you can ask me for everything.
他向神求智慧。
And he asked God for wisdom.
因为他知道他虽然在人的里面呢，他的智慧很高，但是呢，比起上帝的话，他是远远达不到。
Solomon knows he's smart among people, but no comparison to God.
所以圣经讲到说，认识耶和华是知识的开端。
So to know the Lord is the beginning of the wisdom.
这位母亲呢，她认识这件事情。
So the mother knows about this.
在当时来讲，她没有什么很可以夸口的知识。
So he's not boastful about her knowledge.
她为什么能够把她的儿子献上呢
？Why he dedicate her son?
因为这个智慧不是她自己的。
The wisdom.Did not come from her own.
是上帝把智慧赐给她。
God granted to her.
并且他说到，勇士的弓都已折断，跌倒的人以力量束腰。
The bows of the warrior are broken, but those who stumbled are armed with strength.
这里讲到是人的能力。
It talk about the human ability.
其实人的能力是很虚的。
Actually, human are weak.
尤利乌斯凯撒，就凯撒大帝呢？他打败敌军的时候呢，他发出的捷报啊，回到他罗马。
So when Caesar had victory, he reported back to Rome.
他发回来的捷报就是三句话。
Only three sentences.
我来了，我看见了，我征服了。
I came, I saw, I conquered.
这位不可一世的这样的一个有大有能力的君王。
So Caesar the Great.
最后却在他最强盛的时候呢，被暗杀了。
And was assassinated during the prime of his power.
而且是他被他周围他以为可以信任的人。
Assassinated by the people he trusts.
当刺客刺杀他的时候，血喷了他的满脸。
So he was bloody all over his face.
那个血把他的眼睛遮盖住了。
And he was blinded by the blood.
所以他自己跑不了。
So he could not run.
他被自己的血蒙住了。
So he was blinded by his own blood.
这么有能力的人，哪里想到，哪里会猜想得到说，当他死的时候，是被他自己的血遮盖了逃生的路。
So how would he predict his own demise?
人的能力实在太有限了。
So we are so limited.
其实我们回想我们的人的一生。
Thinking back.
当我们出生的时候是最无能力的，所以我们大声的哭喊。
So when we're born, we're powerless. That's why we're crying so hard.
当我们死的时候，带着眼泪，无奈的要离开这个世界。
So when we die, we left with so many regrets.
我们两个点都是无能力、无奈的，却在中间的里面想要表达自己是多行多能，何等的虚空啊！
Between powerless and regret, we want to express our own power.
但是这位母亲她认识了。人的智慧跟能力是那样的有限。
But Samuel's mom knows man's wisdom and powers are so limited.
他却认识了上帝的智慧和能力。
And she knows God's powers and wisdom.
他从上帝得着智慧和能力来带领这个家庭。
That's how she leads her family.
接下来讲到，素来饱足的反作庸人求食，饥饿的再不饥饿。
There who were full hired themselves for, not out for food, but those who were hungry hungered no more.
这里讲到吃喝的事情。
We talk about eat and drink.
饮食的事情，如果没有的话，人会死亡的。
Without food, people perish.
接下来说，不生育的生了七个儿子，多有儿女的反倒衰微。
She who has barren has borne seven children, but she who had had many sons pines away.
这里讲到是传宗接代的事情。
So we're talking about passing the torch.
所以这两个地方讲到的事实上就是我们一般所说的吃喝嫁娶。
So eat, drink, married.
或者有一个电影讲到饮食男女。
So there's a movie called Eat, Drink, Man, Woman.
就是食欲和性欲。
So it's about sexual and hunger.
这些是人能够生存的动力。
So that's a drive behind human.
事实上，我们发现人在这段生存的时间里面，很努力的、很奋斗的，就是希望能够维持生存下去。
So our life just tried to live, to survive.
但是撒母耳的母亲她说：“耶和华使人死，也使人活；使人下阴间，也使人上升。”
The Lord brings death and makes alive.He brings down to the grave and raises up.
我们发现所有的人都拼命的在努力，就是要吃，还要生。
So everyone strived for enough food to live.
要吃好一点的。
We want to eat the best.
那生呢，要生多一点。
So we want to have many children.
不过现在改变了。
But sometimes the people's concept changes.
现在人越吃越少。
So right now, that's actually less is more.
越生越少
and we have less children than before.
生一个都已经显得自己已经很伟大了。
So if you have one kid, you think that's marvelous.
大家那么努力拼命的想活下去。
We all want to live forever.
想要活好一些。
Live better.
甚至希望活久一些。
Longer.
但是却不知道为什么要活。
But don't know why.
因为不认识生命的源头。
Because we don't know the origin of our life.
这位撒母耳的母亲，她认识生命的源头。
But Samuel's mom knows the origin of life.
所以她在过去没有孩子的时候，在当时的时代来讲，那等于是她没有办法生存的。
Before she was barren, she couldn't bear to live.
因为她需要依靠她的孩子来养育她。
She needs to depend on her kids down the line.
她在这个当中有死亡的阴影的时候，她认识到。生死存亡乃是在乎这位上帝。
She thought about death, then she realized the Lord brings death and makes life.
活着的意义是来自于生命的源头。
So the meaning of life is depending on the origin of life.
接下来他说，他使人贫穷，也使人富足；使人卑微，也使人高贵。
The Lord sends poverty and wealth. He humbles and he exalts.
他从灰尘里抬举贫穷人，从粪堆中提拔穷乏人， 使他们与王子同坐，得着荣耀的座位。
He raises the poor from the dust and lifts the needy from the ash heap. He seats them with princes and has them inherit a throne of honor.
在这里讲到的是地位与权柄。
So we're talking about position and authority.
其实人除了吃吃喝喝、嫁嫁娶娶以外，就是在那里抓，能够有地位、有权柄。
So other than food, they want position and authority.
在圣经里面有一个人叫做约瑟。
Joseph in the Bible.
他是父亲所生十一个儿子里面最受父亲宠爱的宝贝。
He was the favorite son.
但是他被他的哥哥卖了，做了奴隶。
But he was sold as a slave by his own brothers.
他从爱子降到了奴隶。
From the favorite son to a slave.
当他在做奴隶的，在埃及做奴隶的时候呢，结果被他的主人升起来做管家。
Then he was elevated to be a housekeeper.
结果被他的管这个主人的妻子呢陷害了以后呢，他变成被关到监狱里面的囚犯。
But as a butler, because the mistress put him into jail.
最后他在囚犯里面还要去服侍在囚监狱里面的犯人。
Then he served the other prisoner.
那是降到最低了。
So the lowered to the lowest point.
结果监狱里面被放出来以后呢，却成为了埃及的宰相。
But then he was released, becoming the prime minister.
他的一生高低起伏，地位权柄的变化何等的强烈。
So you can see peaks and valleys about his life.
这位撒母耳的母亲，她认识地位和权柄其实在上帝的手中。
So Samuel's mom knows position authority up to the Lord.
末了他说他必保护圣民的脚步，使恶人在黑暗中寂然不动，人都不能靠力量得胜。
He will guard the feet of his saints, but the wicked will be silenced in darkness. It is not by strength that one prevails.
这句话是讲到在一个属天的旅程里面呢，圣民呢，上帝会保护他们的脚步，让他们越走呢越靠近上帝的天家。
So during our worldly journey, the Holy Spirit will guide us and guard us.
但是关乎这个属天的旅程呢，对于恶人的话呢，上帝使他们寂然不动，无法靠近。
But the wicked will be silenced in darkness.
与耶和华争竞的必被打碎，耶和华必从天上以雷攻击他，必审判地极的人，将力量赐予所立的王，高举受高者的脚。
Those who oppose the Lord will be shattered. He will thunder against them from the heaven. The Lord will judge the ends of the earth. He will give strength to his kings and exalt the horn of his anointed.
所以这位上帝他自己有他自己的公义在那里定夺。
So God has his own judgment about justice.
当恶人想都想不到，却从天上雷攻击他。
The judgment will come in a thunder.
我们经验中被雷打中的人呢，基本上都是不知不觉当中完全意外没有办法想象的时候雷就打中了。
So nobody expect to be struck by thunder.
这里说明到说上帝的审判呢，是人想都想不到啊，躲都躲不掉的。
So sometimes God's judgment is beyond man's imagination.
并且他说必审判地极的人，也就是说你逃都逃不掉的。
And the Lord will judge the end of the earth. You cannot hide.
他将力量赐予所立的王，也就是说，他派来审判的这一位呢，是蛮有能力的、权柄的。
So he sent to the king. He gave power.
是带着绝对来审判，所以没有办法阻挡。他是铺天盖地而来的审判。
So he had absolute power to judge.
我们在这个世上，我们发现有很多不公义的事情实实在在是存在的。
There are many injustices in this world.
但是我们的里面的良心却指向一个方向。
But we all pointed to one direction.
善有善报，恶有恶报。
The judgment will come.
今生不报，永世必报。
It's about time.
否则的话，这个世界实在是太荒谬了。
Otherwise, there's no justice in the world.
但在这里。 萨摩尔的母亲相信这位上帝，他有公义，他将来必定有能力的来审判。
Samuel's mother truly believed the Lord will judge.
终将真相大白，所有的冤屈都会得到平反。
He will straighten out the world with justice.
所有的罪孽都会被追讨。
So all the sins will be paid.
所以他相信这位上帝，他的手中有公义，他必定会审判的。
So she believed in righteousness and judgment.
我们从刚才所讲过的，对哈拿与上帝之间他的认识，我们来看，如果在我们的生活里面，特别在母亲的身上，会怎样的来祝福你的家庭呢？
Through Hannah, we can know how God will bless your family through mother.
如果上帝是每一个母亲供应的源头的话，那个从里面得着的喜乐和能力和恩典，就会从你的身上涌流了出来。
If the Lord is your supply and resources, then you will enjoy rejoices, power, and deliverance.
所以耶稣说，你们要吃我，要喝我。
So God said, eat me and drink me.
你的所事，你的所思，你的所言，你的所行，都来自于上帝。
So whatever you think, you behave through God.
从神得到这样的供应的母亲的话呢，基督馨香之气一定会从你的身上满溢了出来。
So God will provide the fragrance from your behavior and your witness.
你的家常常笼罩在上帝的祝福里面。
So God will bless your family.
如果你是一个常常在上帝的面前认识到分别为圣的母亲的话，你会享受到那个单纯、那个单一、那个圣洁。
If you're holy in front of God, you can enjoy the sanctification.
你在你的家里面，你会过一个单纯而圣洁的生活。
So you will live a simple and holy life.
弟兄姐妹，如果母亲是一个单纯的母亲的话，她的孩子一定会受到影响的。
So mother will influence all her children.
并且她从上帝得着智慧和能力，她就能够领受这样的祝福，把智慧从神来的智慧和能力分享给她的孩子们。
So mom will share the wisdom and power from God to her children.
人事实上很像在蚂蚁在地上爬。
Which is like ants crawling on the earth.
上帝就像老鹰在天空飞。
And the Lord just like an eagle flying high.
人生需要方向。
We need direction and guidance.
这个方向如果从神得到智慧的话，你就进到上帝的计划里面。
If you have guidance from the Lord, then you are under His provision.
上帝不但给你智慧，你在他的计划的里面，上帝一定会赐下能力，使你能够完成。
The only you have God's wisdom, and God will give you power to fulfill His purpose in you.
这不需要母亲是一个何等聪明的人。
Mother has to be so smart.
她唯一需要的就是仰望上帝的智慧和能力。
Look upon God's wisdom and power.
在她自己来讲，她不会觉得她自己多行。
So she will not think about herself.
但是她的孩子会注意到，我的母亲满了智慧和能力。
But the children will notice the origin of mom's wisdom and power.
前几个礼拜有何姐妹在这里为我们做见证。
So last week we had witness here, a testimony.
带领她的女儿实在毫无办法，在一个旅程的里面。
So during a journey, she felt difficulty.
她没有智慧。
She thinks she doesn't have any wisdom to deal with it.
她没有能力。
She have no ability.
但她就在她女儿面前跪下来祷告。
So she knelt and prayed. In front of her daughter.
不要小看这件事情哦。
Don't look down on this.
这个在他孩子小小的心里面就知道，有一位上帝比我母亲还有智慧，还有能力。
That let her children know there's one better and more powerful than mom.
我很愿意鼓励我们的母亲，你能够把你的孩子带到旁边，跪下来与他一起祷告。
I encourage mom pray with your children together.
就这样的时候，你就会经历到属天的智慧和能力就充满在你的家里。
You will definitely experience God's wisdom and power in your family.
你的孩子就像风筝，有一天他要飞得很远。
Children just like kite, one day they will fly away.
他在人生的旅途中，他会遇到困难，他会想起来，我的母亲是一个在上帝面前求智慧和能力的人。
When they encounter difficulty in life, they were thinking about mother's example, wisdom and power from God.
那个时候，母亲你没有办法帮助他，只有这位上帝，他会记得这位是我母亲的上帝。
Mom may be away, but the kids will remember. My mom has Lord to depend on.
他认识到生死存亡在上帝的掌管当中。
So Hannah also knows life and death was in God's hand.
因为上帝把生命赐给我们。
God gave life.
他要让我们过一个有意义、有价值的人生。
To live according to His purpose.
所以认识生命是从神来的时候，你就知道我每一天过的日子是向谁来负责。
So if you know life's from the Lord, then you know how you live the life.
他就会学习来仰望这位耶稣。
So we will look upon Jesus.
并且他也认识到地位和权柄是在神的掌管中。
Hannah also knows position authority is upon the Lord.
如果真实认识到这个来自于上帝的话，他就能够看透、看清楚世上所发生的事情。
Then he will see through the clutter in life.
他能够看得广，他也能够看得远，他也能够看得深。
So he can know far and in depth.
他既然相信上帝掌管一切的话，这样的母亲呢，他就能够真实的，虽然遇到一些的不公不义的事情，他能够真实的知足常乐。
If God is charged, then he will learn to satisfy with pleasure, give the right pressure in everything.
你想想看，你的孩子从外面回到家里。如果看到一个母亲是一个知足常乐的母亲，她的孩子感到多么的安全。
If the kids say mom is contented, then they will feel security.
如果孩子从外面回到家里面，发现他的母亲怒气冲冲，不知道要找谁发泄，他的孩子赶快跑了。
So if mom is angry, of course the kids want to avoid the mom.
一个仰望上帝、知足常乐的母亲，带给家多少的和谐。
If you look upon God, you'll be contented and peace in the family.
公义与审判，如果真的知道是在上帝的掌管当中。
If you know righteous and judgment are in God's hand.
这样的母亲呢，她就不需要常常埋怨、愤愤不平。
Then there will be very little complaint.
总想她的先生不知道欠了她多少。
And will blame the husband.
不知道何年何月才能够偿还。
So look about many debts to pay.
如果真的先生这么样对不起的话，你要相信深渊在神呢，他必报应的。
Vengeance is mine, I will repay.
你能够真实的能够忍耐，有盼望。
Then you will have hope.
不会常常在家里要想要发脾气。
Then you won't feel anger.
能够心平气和帮助她的丈夫，带领她的孩子。
So there will be always peace with husband and children.
我们盼望这个是给每一位做母亲的人一个鼓励。
So that's encouragement to all the mothers.
比起哈拿，你的条件其实强过她许多了。
I think many of us has a better living environment than Hannah.
她各种条件，她的知识都达不到你的。
So we're better off than Hannah.
但是她有一个诀窍，她就是仰望上帝。
But she looks upon God.
她的喜乐，一切的源头来自于上帝。
The source of her happiness from God.
她知道智慧和能力，生死存亡都来自于上帝。
He knows God in charge of wisdom, power, life, and death.
地位、权柄、公义、审判都是从上帝而来。
Also, position, authority, righteousness, and judgment.
就这样的认识，真的能够养出改变历史的儿子吗？
That's how she raised Samuel to change the history of Israel.
圣经历史都告诉我们真的能。
So it's in the history.
你是有盼望的。
So there is hope.
这个时代需要你的孩子来做转变的。
So we need your children to change the world.
上帝使你成为母亲，因为他看得起你，他把这样的托付放在你的身上。
As a mother, you have responsibility to raise the good children for God.
千万不要失去盼望。
Don't lose hope.
不要以为我的儿子已经养得这么大了，不太可能再变形了。
You may not think my son will change. It's too late.
你不能改变他的。
You cannot change him.
但是上帝一定可以的。
Only God can change people.
他能够改变你的话，他就有办法改变你的孩子。
If God can change you, God can change your kids.
他都是借着这样的改变，才能够改变真正一个时代。
Through those changes, we can change the world.
如果你的心把它想说，我的孩子一定要争取很高的地位，能够读哈佛，能够读耶鲁，你会错误的。
If you're just looking for a Harvard position, you're wrong.
每年哈佛和耶鲁出来多少的毕业生？
How many graduate from Yale and Harvard?
有几个可以改变时代呢？
How many of them change the world?
哈拿就只有这个儿子，但是他把他献上给上帝。
Hannah dedicates Samuel to the Lord.
你比他强多了。
You're stronger and better.
你能够有全本的圣经，让你认识这位上帝。
And he gave the whole Bible for you to know him.
这里每一点的认识是真实从里面的认识。
You have to know him within you.
不是教条。
It's not about teaching or doctrine.
我在这里也要对那些还没有结婚的姐妹，我要这样的鼓励你。
So I encourage the sister not yet married.
除非上帝很清楚地告诉你说，你必须守独身。
Unless God spoke to you clearly, you need to be single.
不然的话，你要预备好你自己，不要等到结婚的那天，你的心还不是一个合格的母亲，你就要准备要怀孕。
So prepare to you to be a mother before getting pregnant.
你今天就可以开始预备。
Prepare yourself from today.
把你自己先献给神。
Dedicate yourself to God.
让神在你的生命里面做奇妙的工作。
Let God work in your life.
当有一天上帝把恩典给你，你手上抱着那个 baby 的时候，你知道上帝有使命，有托付在我手上。
One day you hold your baby, then you know God's purpose in your life.
我要借着这个孩子来祝福许许多多的人。
I want to bless the world through my kid.
这样做母亲不是很有意义吗？
It's such a meaningful.
你不会觉得我只是每天为着尿布、为了奶瓶在那里烦恼了？
Otherwise, you just...By the daily chore, you get bored.
你要这样想说，这个时代正在等我手上这个所抱的。
So the world waiting for me, this young children to change.
我要帮助他认识这位上帝。
I want to help my kid to learn.
我们一起祷告。
No God, let's pray.
我们在这里想请每一位母亲，请你在座位上，请你站起来，我们要为你祷告。
Let all the mothers stand. We'll pray for you.
请所有的母亲，你们都站起来。
Let all the mothers standing.
亲爱的天父，我们为这些母亲来感谢你。
Dear mother, dear God, we want to thank all the mothers.
他们默默付上、摆上自己的一切。
They dedicate all they have.
只有你清楚的知道。
Only you know best.
孩子们不了解。
Sometimes kids don't understand.
丈夫没有办法明白。
Husband won't help.
但是他们愿意。
But mothers are willing.
愿你亲自的纪念他们。
Remember them.
常常以你的同在来祝福他们。
Be with them, bless them.
当他们遇到难处的时候，让他们有一个心来寻求你。
When they have difficulty, look upon you.
愿你将智慧和能力赏给他们。
Give them wisdom and power.
也纪念他们身体上的软弱和病痛。
Help them with their weakness and sickness.
愿你的医治临到他们。
Healing upon them.
也让他们的心能够明白你的美意。让他们在一个家成为母亲。
Let them understand the purpose of being a mother.
何等尊贵的地位。
It's such a privilege.
只有上帝能够给的地位。
Only God can give them such exalted position.
让他们仰望你，跟随你到底。
Look upon you, follow you.
让他们的家成为多人的祝福。
Bless their family.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
Pray in Jesus' name.Amen.
Amen.